Amid a global outpouring of grief and sympathy for France, a reminder from the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee that America is also a target.
We cannot allow ISIS to have this unmolested sanctuary in Syria and Iraq from which to plan and direct attacks against us, because some of those attacks will get through.
White House officials seek to reassure the American public.
There's not a specific credible threat to the homeland at this time, but we're going to be very vigilant.
Of particular concern, the Paris attacks demonstrated that terrorists can plan, coordinate, and execute bloody plots with little or no internet chatter or other communication that may tip off intelligence agencies. If Islamic State caught France by surprise, could it do the same to the United States?
The reality is, even the best intelligence will not stop a determined enemy that adapts to our defenses, and ISIS has adapted.
Reports that one of the Paris attackers may have been a Syrian asylum seeker will bring increased scrutiny of the Obama administration's pledge to accept 10,000 refugees from Syria. A Republican presidential contender disputes White House assurances that all those granted U.S. asylum will be subjected to thorough screening and vetting.
You can have 1,000 people come in, and 999 of them are just poor people fleeing oppression and violence. But one of them is an ISIS fighter. If that's the case, you have a problem. And there's no way to vet that out. You can't pick up the phone and call Syria.
On the Democratic side, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton pointedly disagreed with Obama's assertion last week that the Islamic State group has been contained. White House officials say the president was referring to territory controlled by IS in Iraq and Syria, not the terrorist threat posed by the group. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.